All right, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastor Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So praise God. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are watching, are joining us in our by audio or video, amen. So all we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you, amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a la iglesia en nuevo comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted, amen. And today we're going to be talking about staying positive in Jesus daily. Daily, amen. Praise God. Remember this, God's not finished with you. He has great plans for you, and none of them include defeat. So make yourself available. Let go and let God. Amen. Praise God. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Church, I want you to see yourself the way God sees you. How does he see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And he sees you an overcomer. Ooh, hallelujah. Man, don't let yourself down. Don't put yourself down. And don't let nobody put you down. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. So, man, you prepare yourselves before you go out into the world. There may be giants waiting on you, but guess what? The greater one is in me. And he says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. So he goes where you go. Amen. So guess what? We're going to be victorious. Hallelujah. There's a beautiful song that we sing all the time. It says, victory in Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. On a daily basis. Amen. I have victory in Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. So praise God. Amen. I'm excited. Praise God. Well, you know what? I'm excited. And before we go any further, let's make this declaration together. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. It says, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Excited for Jesus. Amen. Woo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you before we get into the word. And we're going to be talking about staying positive in a negative world. Staying positive with Jesus on a daily basis. Amen. Man, you're bombarded with negative stuff all the time. You're bombarded with all kind of bad stuff, you know. But you know what? You got to renew your mind with the word of God. Amen. Otherwise, you could fall. Amen. So anyway, first scripture nugget is this. Abide in the word. Make a quality decision to abide in the word daily. Allow the word to make a home in you. Spend time with it. Meditate on it. Renew your mind with it. And fill your mouth with it and let it guide your every action. You will be able to hear the word when you are abiding in it. The word inside you will rise up and you will know God's answer for your situation. Whatever situation you're facing, the greater one is with you. Man, you got the answer. Be obedient to the word he brings forth to you. As you abide in the word will abide in you. Wherever you go, man, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I've got the word of God in me. So wherever I go, you know, hey, the word is going to come out. Amen. When we get full of the world, you know what? We know what's going to come out of you. Worldly stuff. But when we get full of the word of God, you know what's going to come out? The word of God. Amen. For whatever situation you're facing, it's already there. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So abide in the word, child of God. Amen. And John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, my word will abide in you. And you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Another one says this. Be joyful. Be cheerful. Put a smile on your face. Man, you know what? Some of us, if we was to smile, might crack our face off our heads. You know, we need to smile. Be cheerful. You know, let God flow through you, you know. Even when people, you don't have to say a word. They know something different about that person. What is it? Jesus. So be joyful and don't panic. Take a faith stand. God's word says he'll deliver you from every situation. Whatever situation you're going through, he's going to deliver you. Amen. It says, be of good cheer. Be cheerful. Says being cheerful may take more determination than anything you ever done before. But God will give you the strength to do it. Man, he'll strengthen you. He'll give you the strength that you need. Hallelujah. He says, he'll give you the power to be cheerful in the middle of the most ungodly things the devil can bring. Ooh, hallelujah. It says, be glad, rejoice, sing, praise, and give thanks to him for your deliverance. He will bring you through the storms just fine. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Remember, we have victory in Jesus. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And he says he gives you a new day each and every day. What does he say? Rejoice and be glad in it. Because the greater one is with you. Man, when we know the truth, it's going to set us free. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs 17 and 22 says, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. So, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Amen. Whew, praise God. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says this. In the B part of it says, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Lord. So joy is good. It's not a bad thing. Some of us need to put a smile on our face. Some of you need it real bad. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. One more and then we'll get going. Amen. And this one says this. It's the scripture break. It says, stand on the rock. Stand on the rock and you will not fall. Let the winds of adversity blow. Let the rains of accusations fall upon you. Let the floods of fear take its best shot. You will not be moved because your faith is in Jesus. He is the author and finisher of your faith. He is able to make you stand in the center of a rainstorm. Float on floodwaters and ride upon the winds. You shall not be moved. Hallelujah. I'm standing on him. Amen. Whatever the world may bring, you know what? I'm with him. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Psalms 18:2 says this. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Again, you know, he says he never leaves you nor forsakes you. You know, if we feel empty and we don't feel, he's there, he's there. We just got to have relationship. We got to have unity with him, amen, and let that word be in you, amen. He wants to be with you. He says, I want to come in, I want to sup with you. Amen. He wants to have relationship. We the ones that walk away. Amen. He never walks away from us. Amen. So let's remember that. Amen. So praise God. We're going to be talking about staying positive in Jesus daily. Staying positive in the negative world. And I wrote this, and you can write this, but listen, we're bombarded with negative stuff on a daily basis. Amen. Staying positive in Jesus means focus your mind on God's promises, his peace, and his strength instead of fears and hard times. A lot of times, we say this all the time, we magnify the problem instead of magnifying our God. And a lot of times, you hear people talking about the negative stuff and not the positive stuff. Amen? So you got to be careful. You renew your mind often. Not just once in a while, but often. Because you know what? As you go out the doors, you're bombarded. As a matter of fact, before you go out the doors, if you turn your TV on and you turn the news on, all you're going to do is go and be bombarded with negative stuff, bad news. Amen. So we got to keep our minds renewed with what the Word of God says. We're on a mission for God. Amen. And we can fulfill whatever he's called us to do, but we got to keep our minds renewed and stay focused on what he wants us to do. So staying positive in a negative world. Amen. It says we don't have to look far to see, hear, or read something negative. People, news, media, all around us are quick to speak the negative. to speak the problem, to speak the care, to speak the sickness. You know, and you hear it and it says, wow, that's happening to me. Wow, that's what I'm going through. Wow, I'm going through that sickness. That thing is attacking me right now. You know, we just go ahead and like magnets, you know, we hear it and it just we attract it. And say, that's me. We're just like a sponge. You know what a sponge does? It just soaks up all that negative stuff. And if you don't renew your mind, you know what? You're just going to keep it, and you're just going to fall. You're going to fail. Yeah. It's not because He hadn't provided for us. He's already provided the answers for us. We got the Word of God. But we got to renew our minds because we're bombarded daily. And we, you know what? We got to hit delete, delete, delete. You know what working on computer is, you know? And you don't want it there. You just hit delete. I don't want it. I don't want it. Well, we got the best computers God gave us. We got a mind, and we know this. We're bombarded with negative stuff on a daily basis. And the battlefield is the mind. But we got to keep it clean. We got to hit delete often. You know how to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Says, I said all that to say, speak to excuse me, the people in the news media all around us, quick to speak the negative, speak the problem, speak the care, speak the sickness before they speak the positive. You know what? You want to read something positive? Open the Word of God and read the Word of God. That is positive right there. Amen. It gives you strength, gives you life. Amen. And we need it to press on and fulfill what it is God wants us to do, because the world, people are going to try to stop you and distract you. Amen. And you know, you're going to hear it. But if you're going to be a sponge for the Word of God, not the negative stuff, but the positive stuff. It says, focus on good thoughts. Meditate on these things. And Philippians 4:8 says, well, staying positive with Jesus. Keep going. What else did I put on there? Staying positive in a negative world. And the next one says, Philippians 4:8 says, meditate on these things. New Living Translation says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. The New King James says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. He tells us what to think on. But you know, the phone, the cell, the TV, the radio, whatever it is that you listen to, it's going to give you a lot of negative stuff. And you can meditate and remember the battlefield. You're listening to it. And it's either going to build you up or take you down. You decide. But you know what the Word of God says. Amen. Says, faith in Christ enables us to stay positive in a negative world. 2 Corinthians 5:7, New King James says, for we believers, what we do, we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith, not by the things we hear, but by faith in Him. Amen. It says, if you don't have faith, you better get some, because we all have a measure of faith. But the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. Amen. So have faith, child of God. Amen. Amplified says, we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confident belief in God's promises. What do you know? What are the God's promises? Well, that's in His Word. So you got to get in it and read it and take it, you know? Hallelujah. Praise God. Watch your words and watch your actions. Speak faithful words. Again, Proverbs 18:21 says, New King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You got to be careful, because there's life and death in the words you speak. So just don't go shooting your word gun. Be careful. I say, you think before you speak it. And if you know it's going to bring you bad, then don't say it. Because you can control that. Hey, don't let it go. Zip the lip, then don't open the lip. Don't say it. You know you thought about it, but you didn't say it. That means you didn't sow it. So if it's not sown, guess what? Just hit delete and let it go. Renew your mind. Think of something. You got something better to think. A positive testimony will bring others to Christ. So, Revelation 12:11 says, the New King James, for they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, thank you, Lord, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. The Amplified says, and they overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb. You see, Lamb is capitalized. What are we talking about? Jesus. And because of the word of their testimony. For they did not love their lives and renounced their faith even when faced with death. Many of the apostles, you know, they went by the death side. You know, they died. Except the apostle John. But they, most of them gave their lives, you know. So praise God. Still, every one of us has been born again. We have a testimony. And you know, you got that testimony. When God says share it, you share it. You know, because that's going to deliver somebody else. Not only that, he's called every one of us to be his ministers of reconciliation, bringing people, bringing souls into the kingdom of God. And your testimony has got a lot to do with it. Amen. It's going to set people free. It's going to bring people into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And we are to do this ministry. Amen. So praise God. Not only that, in the same verses there, he's talking about we are his ambassadors. Ambassadors, that means you're his mouthpiece on earth. You're the body of Christ. You're the church. But you're also his mouthpiece. And guess what? Everywhere you hang out, there's people. So you got to share. Amen. And sometimes you just got to be at your best behavior and be Christ-like, as Christ-like as you can. And people are going to see that, and they're going to want what you've got. What is it about you? Well, nothing about me. Yeah, there's something about you. You have Christ in you. And you got to share that with somebody. And it's going to deliver them and set them free. Amen. Come on now. It says, magnify God, not your problem. Magnify God, not the care, not the problem, and not the sickness. You know, we reverse this all the time. We're magnifying the problems. Oh, man. And we got a big old circle going around, you know. And this person is worse. And the person next to him, he's got a bigger story. And this one and this one and this one. When it comes to you, what are you going to say? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. My God has set me free. I am free. Praise God. I'm living for God. Amen. But I'm not going to magnify the care, the problem, or the sickness. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. He went to the cross. He paid the penalty. He paid the price so I could be free from all these things. But I have to speak the word, and I have to take the authority, and I have to use this word. You know, a lot of times we just want to say, well, God, you take care of this for me. No, he says, I've given you authority. You use the word and you confess the word, speak the word over the situations. You take authority. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I'm preaching better than any man in me now. Hallelujah. Magnify the problem. It says magnifying the problem never helps. Amen. Never helps. Have no fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says this. New Living Translation says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. New King James says, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And don't ever say, God put this on me to teach me something. No. If he put it on Jesus, why would he put it on you? And why would Jesus go and pay the penalty for all this? And then now he's putting it on you. You know what? God had, and there's no sickness in heaven. Amen. There's nothing, no evil in heaven. So why would he put it on you after he had put it on Jesus? Jesus paid it all. And you need to know that. And then he says, you take the his word and use his word, and you can have victory also. But you have to take the authority. Amen. Hallelujah. God not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. And you know what I'm going to do? Again, I'm going to rejoice and be glad. For Psalms 118:24 says, easy to read version says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. The New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. We believers, or you can personalize that, put your name there, Jose, will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. But you know what? You just heard all the negative news on the radio, on the TV, you know, and now it's going to dictate what kind of day you're going to have. Oh, man, I'm going to have a doom and gloom day. Did you hear? Did you see? Yeah, but you know what? Renew your mind. Don't let those things dictate what kind of day you're going to have. I'm going to have a glad and rejoiceful day in Jesus. Amen. So nobody can make you live that way, except I'm going to rejoice and be glad in the new day God has given me. He's got a plan for me. He's got a mission for me. And I'm going to go and fulfill what it is he wants me to do. Nothing can stop me. Hallelujah. Don't limit God. That's what the world does. They limit God. And they try to limit what Jesus did. Amen. And we can't limit that. And we can't speak it. If we're going to speak the positive, not the negative. Amen. Keep your mind renewed. Again, we can't say it many times. The New Living Translation says, do not copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Again, the battlefield is the mind. And the way you think has a lot to do with it. You know, a lot of times, if the way you're thinking is going to go from your head to your mouth, and it's going to come out of your mouth. Amen? So, let's not do that. It says, then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. New King James says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind. You renew your mind. Don't say, well, God, renew my mind for me, okay? No. He says, You do it. That you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Man, it's storming out there. It's raining out there. Whatever is going on out there, you know what? I'm going to renew my mind, and I'm going to fulfill what it is he wants me to do. If he says go out, I'll go out and fulfill what he told me to do. If I'm to stay in, I'm going to spend some time in the Word and praying about the situation. Amen. Or whatever it is. It says negative words never help. Speaking, it didn't just say negative words. It says speaking negative words never helps. Speaking positive is the solution. John 8:32. And New Living Translation. And you will know what? The truth. And the truth will set you free. The King James says, you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know what? I used to talk that way. I used to say those things. I don't say them anymore. It's going to set me free. So I'm not limited. I'm not limiting myself anymore. And I'm not limiting my God anymore. I'm going to confess what the Word says. Amen. Magnifying God is the answer. Speak the Word. How do I speak the Word? Get in the Word, study the Word, meditate the Word, and let the Word be in you so it can come out of you. Amen. It says, magnifying Him and not the problem. We can't say that enough. You need to write this down and practice this. Amen. Magnifying Him and not the problem. God didn't put those things on you. Amen. So praise God. Make quality decisions each and every day to stay positive in spite of a negative world, circumstances, or sicknesses. Amen. John 16:33 says, New King James, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me is caps, you may have peace. In this world, you're going to have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. You know, Jesus conquered it all. And he went to the cross. And they treated him bad. They put stripes on his back. They punched him on the side. They stuck him on the side. They did all these things to humiliate him. And he suffered all these things. And he could have called a legion of angels. But he didn't. He fulfilled what Father sent him to do. And at the end, he didn't say, Father, you see what they've done to me? Now take care of them. He didn't say that. He says, Father, forgive them. Amen. We don't even go through some of the things he went through. And we just, we want to cave in and just cry and say, oh, look what I'm going through. Well, Jesus paid it all. Amen. So we're to love and forgive. We're to be Christ-like. He says, if you want to imitate somebody, imitate Jesus. That's what Ephesians tells us. Just imitate him. Copy him. Yes. Amen. Not the behaviors of this world or not this world. Mm-hmm. Not these people. Amen. It says, magnify him and not the problem. Yes. Well, some of us, you know, we're just champions of giving the problem all the glory. I say, oh, man, you don't know what I'm going through. Oh, you don't. That's nothing. Wait till I tell you what I've gone through or what I've been through, man, and we just top each other. Nobody can accomplish or do what Jesus did. He did it all and accomplished it all. Amen. So make a quality decision each and every day to stay positive in spite of a negative world or circumstances, whatever it may be. The Amplified says, never mind. I'm on the wrong one. It says, stay positive and have victory daily. Amen. Stay positive, stay in positive, and have victory daily, seeking him first. And that's where Matthew 6:33 comes in. And it says, New King James, we know these, you know, but that's okay. We come together and we learn these things together. But seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, amplified. But first and most important, seeking, aiming at, striving after his kingdom and his righteousness, his ways of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. Amen. You know, in this world, and I understand you have a job and you work, and you know, most jobs have priorities. But I'm to seek God first. And before I leave my home, I seek him first and I thank him. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day you have given me. I'm going to rejoice, be glad in it. And I'm going to serve you. And I'm going to go at my job and do my best at my job. But God first. I took care of God first. Amen. And so, still, priority number one is Jesus first. Amen. So, praise God. Refuse to quit when things get tough. Never give up. Some of us are so quick to quit. Amen. He didn't call us to be quitters. He called us to be winners, to be champions, to be overcomers. Amen. You know, aren't you glad? I guarantee you, I say this quite often, but it was not easy. And Jesus came and fulfilled his mission, you know. But I'm sure on a daily basis, he called on Father and says, Father, I need your strength. These people are tough. These people are hard. And you know what? We face the same kinds of peoples. But we need to say, Lord, I need your strength to fulfill this day. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. But Galatians 6:9 says this, New Living Translation. So let's not be tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Don't quit. You know, Jesus could have quit, but he didn't. He showed us. He's our greatest example. We're to copy him and be Christ-like. And the New King James says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in good and in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Basically, he's saying, don't quit. And Jesus didn't quit. My greatest example. Amen. I'm going to press on. And don't say, I can't. Because the Word of God says, and well, I'll have it here in a few minutes, but Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lord, I need your strength. Lord Jesus, I need your strength. Man, it took a lot of strength to fulfill what he did. I mean, that's not for wimps. Amen. You think you got some worldly heroes? They ain't nothing compared to my Jesus. Man, he is super above all. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10 says this. Says in the New Living Translation, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Remember, right hand, that's where Jesus sits, at the right hand of God. That's a place of honor, a place of authority. Amen. So, and the New King James says, fear not, for I am with you. You know, every time we feel a little pressure, we start going in us, and we feel like nobody's around, nobody's to help me, nobody to do this. And Jesus says, I've already paid the price. I'm here. I never leave you nor forsake you. I'm right here. But we forget, and we go to self instead of going to God. He says, cast it on me. Amen. Why are you giving it to him? Why are you still holding on to it? He says, cast it on me. Give it to me. I want it. So we just got to stop playing the pity party stuff. Says, fear not, for I am with you. Behold, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You see, my is caps. So that's Jesus talking. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And, of course, the next one is the one I was telling you about. Philippians 4:13, New Living Translation, says, I can do everything through Christ who gives me the strength. Amen. And the New King James says, I can't do all things through Christ. I can do. All things. Some of us quit adding to the Word of God. Just read it the way it says. It says, It means I, Jose, can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So personalize that and speak it the way it says and know what it says and do what it says. Be obedient. It says, God used many Bible heroes. Some of these heroes, Moses, I ain't got time to name them all, but Moses, David, Daniel, Caleb, that's just a few in the Rahab in the Old Testament. The New Testament, John the Baptist, Peter, Paul, and James, that's just a few. Says Jesus, the perfect one, the rest of them sinned, but guess what? God used them. And I wrote this down, so I want to make sure you read it or you get it. But it says, God wants to use you also. Amen. Amen. You know, we're always thinking, well, he uses so-and-so. He uses Brother Holy over there so all the time. Or Sister Holy over here all the time. But never uses me. No, he wants to use you. You know why you're still here? Because he wants to use you. You just got to get right with him and line up with him so that you can start doing what he wants you to do. He's got you here. If you've been here this long, you know, you're not just sitting wasting time. He wants to use you. Amen. He wants to use you. Listen to this. This is what you need. Be available. Be a participator. Be committed. Be involved. You need to be available. You know how we're always available for worldly things? We're always participating in worldly things. We're committed to worldly things. We're involved in worldly things. Well, you know what? We're new creatures in Christ now. So now we're going to turn that around, and we're going to be available for him. You know, when he's knocking... He knows you're not answering the door. He knows you're able to, but you're still holding back and say, that's God. He's got something for me, and I don't want to be involved. Well, he already knows that. But he's still knocking because he wants to use you. You know, when the father saw the prodigal, his prodigal son coming back, he ran to meet him. Jesus, he wants you to open the door. He could open the door if he wanted to, but he wants you to open it. Amen. And welcome him. And he wants to have fellowship with you. He wants to have relationship with you. Amen. Come on now. Woo, hallelujah. Don't preach me down because I'm preaching good news. It says, stay hungry, stay thirsty, stay filled with him. Yeah. This is you. I got to stay hungry. You know, it's about that time for burrito time, you know. And I'm ready for some burritos. I'm hungry. Well, let's stay hungry for spiritual food. Amen. And stay thirsty for spiritual food. Stay filled with him. Stand and continue to stand with him. It says, see the good in all and not just the bad and not just the fault. But that's what most people do. They see the fault and they speak the fault. Amen. And they put them down instead of lifting them up. You're a child of God, you know, and you see somebody down and out or you see somebody in need. They're supposed to see the love and compassion of Christ flowing out of us. Amen. And we're to go and say, if he tells you, go say something kind to that person. Let him know I love him. Let him know I died for them. Then you go and you do that. You know, they could have said, you know, if nobody says something to me today, or if this doesn't happen today, I'm just going to kill myself. And God used you to go and say something to them. And it stopped that. It says, let him know how much I love him. God loves you. That's all you got to say. And you know what? They'll just start bawling and crying and saying, well, you know, I just had to hear from God today. And guess who he's going to use? He's going to use the church, us, the body of Christ. So you're a servant. Amen. You're a messenger for God. You're a servant of God. And he's going to use you to do this. Well, you say, well, I thought he was going to have me do something bigger than that. Well, he's in the small things, too. Now, life, that life meant a whole lot to him. Jesus died for that life, too. We can't see it. We can't see him worse. We can't see the fault in him. You see, you know what I see? I see Christ. And Christ sees himself working through you. And he's going to use you to reach the untouchable, the unreachable. When you see yourself that way, you know, Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So we're going to have to stop and continue this next week. But listen, see the good in all, not just the fault. Remember, write this down. L-A-F. What's L-A-F? I need to write this down next week. The love, accept, and forgive. Love, accept, and forgive all people. Because Jesus went to the cross. For God so loved the world that he sacrificed his only begotten son. And Jesus went to the cross for all. Amen. So we're to minister to all. If God says, speak to that person. Do this, do that. Whatever he says, do it. Because my son died for that person. Amen. And salvation is coming. Amen. Salvation is coming. So remember, stop magnifying the problem. Can't say it enough. Stop magnifying the problem. Stop the negative talk. Stop murmuring. Stop complaining. Stop means you're the one that can control that. You're the one that can control this mouth. Remember, death and life are in the power of the word. Death and life are in the power of the word. And death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Amen. And let me see. I've got it here. The Message translation says this. It says, words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. But you choose. You plant your garden, and you reap what you sow. Amen. So words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, but you choose them. And you know what? If you thought about it and this poison going to come out, don't even say it. I don't want no negative stuff in my garden. I don't want no bad fruit in my garden. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to stop right there. Amen. And we'll continue next week with staying positive in a negative world, or staying positive with Jesus daily. Amen. So praise God. Do you receive, church? Yes. Hallelujah. Well, those of you watching, those of you listening, if you never accepted Jesus, or if you're just running, it's time to come back home and say, hey, Lord, I confess, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to receive you, and he's going to say, okay, get up. Now I want you to press on, because I've got a mission for you. I got a plan for you. And you know where to get in the Word again, and get in the Word so all this negative stuff won't get in us. So we can get this negative stuff out of us, and we can go and fulfill what it is he wants us to do. Amen. So praise God. And if you have sickness in your body, all you have to do is say, this is not for me. Because God can't give me no sickness. So I'm not receiving this sickness. Sickness, you have a name. I can cancel your assignment against me in Jesus' name. I don't receive you. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I receive no malfunctions in my body. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. So I'm receiving my healing. Body, line up with the Word of God. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. And it's time to give. So go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. Hit the donate button. Go to, if you go on mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Amen. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. So remember, stay positive in this negative world. Amen. God bless.